Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on using sound to love yourself. The intention today is to be able to completely love yourself in the most beautiful way, always, and run that energy. Before we get started, we've got a few things happening at the Institute. We've got our open house and free sound healing workshop on Sunday, August 20th, from 1 to 6 p.m. And even if you're not interested in classes, it's a beautiful experience of just we cover how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and do a lot of heart-opening guided meditations and sound meditations. And then we put everybody on the sound table and sound lounge and vibrate people into bliss, and you get to play in our store with all the instruments. So it's an amazing experience. Sunday, August 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. Then we've got our next semester starting here at the Institute for the Sound Healing and for the audio recording programs. We've got the Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is the first semester of the associate degree, starts on September 5th here at the Institute. If you pay in full by Monday, you could actually still get a $300 discount. And that's 3.5 months until December, and then it goes right into the associate degree if you wanted to continue. And it's, again, it's all about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective. We go through all of the science, all the way to all of the esoteric techniques from ancient times. And it's about how sound works at the frequency level, the timbre level or sound level, at the music level, and at the intention level. And we work with voice, a lot of voice, and tuning forks and crystal bowls and a full range of sound healing instruments. And that's online as well, starting August 29th is the online version. That starts about every 2 weeks. And so it goes for about 4.5-5 months. And it's basically the same program. It works really well. If you can't make it here, it really works quite well. And it's a couple of nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings 10 to 1, San Francisco time, Pacific time. And then we also have our audio recording program, where we learn how to use different programs. We use Pro Tools, but it's all applicable to any program like Ableton Live or Logic. And it's about how to create and produce music and mix. And it's really effective. My book, The Art of Mixing, is the number one selling book in the world in audio for the last 15 years. And it works really well online. And it also, we've got 3 recording studios here, so you can also do it here as well. Or you can do any of the courses. You can do a combination as well if you wanted to come in for just some of the classes. You could do like a hybrid between online and here. We also, I guess that's all the classes. So we also have our therapy center here. We do a lot of treatments online where we can find your home note, where you're at peace, and send you a CD in that key, or we can do voice analysis and find what notes are missing, and then send you a CD in those keys, and it's very effective. We also do tuning forks. We do massage on the sound table here. We do a full range of we do a combination treatment, which is a full range of voice and tuning forks and bowls and everything you can imagine for whatever intention. We also do online and here a whole treatment on chakras. It's really effective. I found that chakra treatment will help get rid of anxiety. In fact, I found that I could do a chakra treatment years ago and get rid of panic attacks when I used to have panic attacks. So it's very check out that at soundtherapycenter.com. All the classes are at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our store at soundoflove.com. And we have not only all our sound healing instruments, but we also have the sound table and sound lounges, which are really effective for PTSD, for rehab, for full range of issues around anxiety and even autism. And then we've also got all the CDs. We've got over 100 CDs that are some of the top-selling CDs in the field. And we've got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which is the main book in the field of sound healing. So that's at soundoflove.com. And you can always call me if you have any questions at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So today's show is on loving yourself. We just did this class online this morning, and so I thought it would be appropriate. You know, the whole deal is, if you can't love yourself, a lot of people say if you can't love yourself, it's really hard to love others. Some people can do it, I think, maybe. But for the most part, if you can't love yourself, it's really a problem. And there's we've actually done quite a few shows on transforming negative beliefs about yourself. And we might talk about that a bit, but since we've done it before, we're just going to talk about other techniques for loving yourself. We might get into that a bit. The trick with loving yourself, you know, when I first started thinking about it, I got tripped up a bit by the language, loving yourself. I mean, who's loving who, right? I mean, is it my consciousness loving myself? Is it my consciousness loving my heart, my body? It was kind of like the term loving yourself is kind of weird in a way. So, but then I finally got it. Of course, I mean, I already had it, but it was just, I was trying to figure out the actual wording. It's really about not hating yourself, not disliking yourself for anything you've done in the past or anything that somebody has told you that you're not good enough in the past. It's really about just being okay. But then it's really cool, as we'll play with, to actually send love to yourself as well. We can start with sending love to yourself. And this is really effective for anybody that has any trouble loving themselves. It's really simple. You know, the ideal thing for loving yourself is to just be love or bring in universal love. But we are universal love, right? You could just bring in universal love. But a lot of people, if you say that to them, they look at you like you got two heads, right? What is universal love? I mean, it's like when I ask people at open houses, less than a third of the people normally, about a third actually know or have experienced universal love, although in our classes it's about 85% of the people have experienced universal love, but a much smaller percentage know how to access universal love at will. Because once you access universal love, you know, it's like you are. I mean, that energy is so profound that there's no doubt that you are love, and you don't have to worry about loving yourself, I believe. But a simple way to go about it, if people don't know how to access universal love, and we might try that in a bit. But the simple way is to simply send the sound of love to your own heart. So you can simply come up with any sound. You can do it quite softly. In fact, let's do it step by step. The first step is to simply, silently, send the energy of love to your own heart. So just transmit love to your own heart now. Then you can come up with any sound and send that sound, any sound that feels like love. And that's really just a sound that feels comfortable, and send it to your own heart. I'll do it. You can do it with me. A year ago, and she was not able to do it. She could not send love to her own heart. She just started crying, actually. So I helped her do it. And because it's really important to be able to just send love and love yourself. I mean, with a vibration. Get it in your body, right? It's so funny because society has like, it's like in a way, it's kind of weird loving yourself, right? What is that, egotistical? No, no, no. Loving yourself is really, really just about running energy. Now, you can just be love, and that's instead of like sending love to yourself, you can just resonate the energy of love. Let's try that. Okay, just resonate and be love. We are love. We are love. Okay, and just resonate that energy and make a sound of that. I'll do it myself as well. We. To then expand that self that is being love so it becomes the whole universe. So just note, how big was the field of love around you when you were being love? A few inches, 3 feet, 6 feet, the whole room? We'll expand that field now to encompass the whole universe. You aren't sending love. You're just encompassing the whole universe. And make the sound of being love while encompassing the whole universe. Let's do this. Just say to yourself, I love you, over and over and over. I'll do it myself, and you can too if you like. I love you. 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 If you have a hard time doing that, you really need to practice that one. It should come easily, right? Now, send the sound of love to your heart again while thinking, I love you. Tell you a personal story interesting about not loving or loving yourself. When I was a kid, my parents were alcoholics, and they were pretty violent. They tried to kill each other a lot. And in my older years, I went to adult children of alcoholics. And I stood up and I said, my childhood was the worst you could imagine. My parents tried to kill each other all the time. And then everybody else got up and said, my childhood was the worst you could imagine. My parents tried to kill me, and they said I was a piece of shit and that I would never be anything. Well, my parents never did that. Maybe a couple of times when they were drunk, right? But when they were sober, they completely said, you can be anything you want. Just get an education, and you can do and be whatever you want, and you better do it. Right? So I realized that these other people were dealing with some very serious self-esteem issues. They did not feel good about themselves. And I've never really had that problem. Never been clinically depressed, been a little low here and there, but not really depressed. And I've always felt pretty good about myself. I remember when I was on drugs once at a Grateful Dead concert that I had this epiphany that, you know, I try really hard to be a good person. I work really hard at it. And it was just this major epiphany that I'm a really good person, you know? And then I realized that most people, just about everybody I know, is trying hard to be a good person. We're all good people, right? And so that was really clear, just to really appreciate and love myself in that way. Very cool. I mean, that's a good one to focus on. We're all trying our best, you know? I mean, that's the underlying. Of course we blow it. We're human, and this world's weird. There's a lot of craziness. There's a lot of selfishness. There's also this really weird language that is based on duality and judgment. There's a lot of entrainment of craziness and selfishness and greed and such on this planet for tens of thousands of years. Give yourself a break, right? I mean, the truth is we are pure, perfect spirits in every way. Any other judgment is an illusion. It's an illusion. It's a comparison. It's an illusion. It is not you. It is not you. It's also, actually, let's take a little break here and listen to a song. Let's listen to Unconditional Love, because that's really the key, is to have unconditional love for yourself, to forgive yourself in case you've ever hurt anybody. Forgive yourself in case you weren't loving enough at some point. Forgive yourself for anything you might have done. Unconditional love. Let's run that energy while listening. loving yourself. Yeah, you know, it's nice to be able to occasionally just sing your a little lullaby to yourself. Just hum a sweet little sound, you know, like just rock yourself. And also it's really nice to hug yourself while doing it and get that love that you may not have gotten as a child. Like you're singing a lullaby to yourself. It's a really sweet one. I had a student also say, you know, it's really nice to get yourself flowers. If you haven't bought flowers for yourself, especially if you're single, just go out and buy flowers for yourself and love yourself that way. Another thing is to take yourself out for dinner. It was funny about a few years ago when I'd broken up with my partner, we'd broken up, I had a Groupon for a nice restaurant for two, and it was about to expire. So I thought, I'm going to go. I've been talking about in the class loving myself by going, taking myself to dinner. I'm going to do it. And I went to this fancy restaurant and sat there and loved myself. Got a dinner for two, took one home, and just loved myself through the whole dinner. It was great. It was it was really cool. Right? So just any little things you can do for yourself. You know, I mean, there's, of course, the common things of taking a bath or getting a massage or, you know, all those things to take care of yourself, to pamper yourself. And really, you know, just allow yourself to be pampered, even if you have to pay for it, right? And, God, it's really the deal. I mean, there's the whole part about if you don't take care of yourself first, it's hard to take care of anybody else. So if you're finding that you're run down at all, I mean, this is an obvious one. I mean, everybody talks about this. Take care of yourself. Goodness gracious, yes, take care of yourself. Do whatever you need to do. And even if it, you know, even if it puts other people out a bit, you need to take care of yourself, of course. Everybody's heard the put on the mask, the oxygen mask first for yourself so you can help others. So there's the other part that I mentioned earlier about negative beliefs. We're not going to do this, but I'll talk about it. Maybe we'll do a little bit. Actually, yeah, we'll do a little bit. So the biggest problem is when you have beliefs that are sitting there that maybe you're not lovable. Or if you've had a breakup, it's easy to take on that negative energy from the other person who no longer wants to be with you. There must be something wrong with me, right? Or the belief that you're just not good enough physically. You're not good enough mentally. You're not good enough emotionally. You're not even good enough spiritually, right? Maybe you're not good enough in relationships. You're not good enough around being able to make a bunch of money to take care of others even. You're not good enough at health, at even being healthy. Whatever that reason, it's an illusion. It's ridiculous. You're a pure, perfect spirit in every way. You are good enough every way. And the trick is, the way this technique works is you take that negative belief and you turn it around backwards, right? So if you feel you're not lovable because of something you've done, then you turn it around backwards. But when you turn it around backwards, you got to be careful because you can't just say, I'm really lovable if you don't believe that. If your subconscious doesn't believe it, it doesn't work. You have to say it in a way that your subconscious will believe it. For me, I can easily say, I am love. My essence essence. And then you make the sound of that, the positive part where you've turned it around forward. And you, if you believe it 100%, you have to figure out a way to say it so you believe it 100%. So here's the sound of I am love. Now, I've got a song I want to play for you called Loving Yourself. And I held the intention through this whole song. It's about 20 minutes long, too. So let's do active listening. Active listening is where you hold the energy and run the energy of loving yourself while listening to the music. So you're not just listening, you're running an intention of loving yourself through the whole thing. It's very powerful if you do it for the whole time. So let's listen and run the energy of loving yourself. Thank you. yourself. Even higher, to just run universal love. Open up the crown and bring that energy in. Or some people like to open up the thymus, the high heart chakra, and let it pour in there. You are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. Reading a bit earlier about all of the lunar and solar eclipse coming up. The lunar eclipse already happened, the solar eclipse coming up, and all the planets in retrograde. I mean, Mercury went retrograde today. Saturn has been retrograde since April. Uranus is retrograde since August 3rd. Neptune is retrograde from June to November, and Pluto is retrograde from April to September 28th. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. And then there's the meteor shower as well, and this solar eclipse. I mean, oh my God, it's a very vulnerable time, but it's saying that there's so much energy possible, so much energy, but it's really easy to fall into despair or anger or upset. It's so critical right now to simply love yourself and be love and be that universal love that we all are. It's interesting, when people have near-death experiences, they say that they go into the tunnel, they go into the light, and then they receive indescribable love. At the core, the universe is indescribable love. Indescribable. When you're enveloped in that indescribable love, loving yourself is not even an issue anymore. You are love. We are love. And all is either a frequency, a timbre, a musical interval, infinitely. So hold that energy. at least through the evening into the week, through all the way through the solar eclipse. And for months and years to come, why not